We know what it's like to labor under unjust laws, laws that we find difficult to accept, laws that we don't agree with. But those laws which come from a legitimate authority, we know we have to follow unless they are against faith and morals. But Augustine, he gave us a beautiful axiom. Love the Lord with all you have and do whatever you want. It's not a license for us to sin or do any action that is against our morals. It's saying once you fall in love with God so radically, so completely, everything you do will be in accordance and in harmony with His divine law, because we wouldn't want to offend Him. See, laws are a good starting point. The boundaries that they draw allow us to know what is good and bad, what is right and wrong. But that is only the first stage. See, we must progress in our understanding. We must understand that the laws that God gives us are not to be followed merely out of some kind of begrudged obedience, but lovingly, because He is our Father who wishes nothing but the best for us. There are perhaps laws that we may find difficult for us to accept, difficult to follow when it comes to those laws that have been given to us by God. It is in those moments of following His will, obeying Him in every way that He desires for us to do, that we die to ourselves and we live for Christ. And in doing so, our love for Christ continues to grow more and more with each act of self-denial. This growth in our love for Christ finds its culmination in us not having to worry about the trivial laws of ritual purity, for instance, but rather once we fall in love completely with the Lord who has given us everything, we will not have room for sin to enter into our lives.